Bowlegs, and Frank Shore, who is now going to take over and will sing some for you. Okay, Frank, it's yours now. Thank you all very much.
We thank him because what they are doing is not easy. Now, Mr. Boma, who is the education field director for the Seminoles and has been for 20 years, is right over here, and he was telling me a little tale about Billy. Won't you come up here and tell him?
Billy Bowlegs is the runner-up for the championship of turkey caller of the world. He took second place in a recent championship affair down at Moorhaven, Florida. He received a nice trophy for his efforts. It was a trophy with a turkey on the top of it, and that's being kept by the tribal council in their office. This story might well be true of Billy Bowlegs. He was out hunting turkeys one day in the swamp, and he got down behind a big cypress log and started to call turkeys. Well, pretty soon, a turkey came up on the other side of the log, and there was a little space under it. Billy could reach through underneath and get the turkeys by the legs. But there wasn't room enough to pull the turkey under the log. So what did he do? Just turned the turkey loose and called him around the other end.
You know, right up at the top of our program, it says subject to change without notice. Well, now, Jerry and the girls and boys from Masaryk Town have been standing over there ever so patiently for a long, long time because the girls can't sit down in those beautiful costumes. So I want them to come and dance for you right now.
Thank you. I hope if you're ever going down U.S. 41 and a little bit north of Brooksville, that you'll take time to stop by what's a very model community, Masaryk Town, where this group is from. I'm told by some of them that Czechoslovakian people who come there are spoken to in their own language, and they see a lot of these traditions and customs carried on, and they say, gee, this is just like the old country, and it's really a nice place for them to live. I've had the privilege a couple of times of going to some of their regular celebrations with goulash on the menu and polkas and waltzes all evening, and I hope that you'll get down there sometime too. And Miss Valenta, I would like to ask something that if you will do for us as well as the festival. Lee Kaysen told us about a fall festival that the Czechoslovaks had, and he said, and I hope that you will institute that too, so that we can see it, and so that you can have it at Masaryk Town, as well as some of these other wonderful traditions.
You want to know when the festival always is there. So, around nearest Sunday, 28th of October. Of course, 28th of October was an independent day for Czechoslovakian freedom, 1918. So, since then, we celebrate that day, 28th of October. So, nearest Sunday, 28th of October, we have that celebration every year. So, everybody's welcome if you come and see it.
Thank you.
Now, here comes Cousin Bob Pavitt all the way from Sarasota to sing us a ditty or two.
Lance Richburg sang a fine song before called Little Margaret, and I got one here from the North Carolina hills called Little Maggie. Oh, yonder stands little Maggie with a dram glass in her hand. She's drinking away her troubles and courting another man. Oh, how can I ever stand it to see those two blue eyes? They shine just like the diamonds, like the diamonds in the sky. Pretty flowers were made for blooming, pretty stars were made to shine, pretty girls were made for loving, surely Maggie was made for mine. Sometimes I have a nickel, Lord, sometimes I have a dime. Sometimes I have $2 just to pay little Maggie's fine. Carried me down to the station with a suitcase in my hand. I'm going away for to leave you, my love. I'm going to a far distant land. You might have noticed on the program that it said Bob Pavitt and Ruth Neal from Gainesville. And Ruth couldn't be here tonight, and we had a song worked out, and I've asked Lance Richburg to sing it with me, and he's going to take Ruth's part. And he never has sung it before tonight, but he's got it down pretty good. Oh, pardon me, dear.
Thank you, Cousin Ann.
Yeah, cousin.
Okay.
Close enough for river work.
Next Sunday. Reckon it'll be next Sunday. That is, if the weather is good.
How you gonna get there? How you gonna get there, my buffalo boy?
Well, I reckon I'll come in the ox cart. Reckon I'll come in the ox cart. That is, if the weather is good.
Why don't you come in the buggy? Why don't you come in the buggy, my buffalo boy?
Well, the ox won't pull the buggy. The ox won't pull the buggy, not even if the weather is good.
Who are you gonna take to the wedding? Who are you gonna take to the wedding, my buffalo boy?
Well, I reckon I'll bring my children. Reckon I'll bring my children, that is, if the weather is good.
Didn't know you had no children. Didn't know you had no children, my buffalo boy.
Oh, yes, I've got six children. Yes, I've got 6 children, maybe 7 if the weather is good.
Then there ain't gonna be no wedding. There ain't gonna be no wedding.
Not even if the weather is.
My goodness. Hate to tell Ruth she wasn't even missed. I hate to do the same song twice, and I did this afternoon, but Cousin Thelma says 3 or 4 people asked me to do it again. And this is a song called The Unreconstructed Rebel. And it's, this is authentic song, and it's supposed to be anonymous, but it was written by a very disgruntled Confederate soldier right after the war. And, I won't say it expresses my sentiments, but I kind of like the song. I also like to point out, because everybody turns to his neighbor and says, why, he's singing the Wabash Cannonball. And the fact is that this song was the first song to use the tune that we know as the Wabash Cannonball.
Oh, I'm a good old rebel, that's just what I am. For this fair land of freedom, I do not care a damn. I'm glad I fit against it, I only wish we'd won. And I don't want no pardon for anything I done. I hate the Constitution, this great republic too. I hate the freedman's heroes in uniforms of blue. I hate the nasty eagle with all his brags and fuss. The lion, thief, and Yankees, I hate 'em worse and worse. I hate the Yankee Nation and everything they do. I hate the Declaration of Independence, too. I hate their glorious banner, 'tis dripping with our blood. I hate their nasty armies, I fit 'em all I could. I fought with General Robert Lee for 4 years near about. Got wounded in 3 places and starved on Point Lookout. Was sick with rheumatism, a-camping in the snow. But if I kill some Yankees, I'd like to kill some more. $300,000 Yankees is stiff in southern dust. We got 300,000 before they conquered us. They died of southern fever and southern steel and shot. I wish it was 3 million instead of what we got. I can't take up my musket and fight 'em now no more. But I ain't a-gonna love 'em, and that is certain sure. And I don't want no pardon for what I was and am. I won't be reconstructed, and I don't give a damn.
Thank you.
We have 4 lovely ladies over here, 4 international students from the University of Florida, who are going to do a Chinese dance for us.
Chuoi 先生, Chuoi 小姐, 今天我们非常来高兴参加这个典礼。 Excuse me, that's the Chinese version of introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, we are very happy to be here tonight to present a Chinese folk dance. I don't want to mislead you about Chinese culture and the custom. The custom we wear is not a typical Chinese custom. We are presenting a folk dance from northwest part of China. Probably will be well known to you as a part of Tibet. Now the performers are, on my right hand side, Miss Diana Chow and Charlotte Yu, and on my left hand side is Miss Margaret Lee. Now this Chinese, the background is Chinese music. It's played by the Chinese violin.
Oh,
Many have asked me where Jacob and Winifred Moon were. Well, I'm glad to say they're here. They're next on the program. I take great pleasure in presenting them right now, Winifred and Jacob Moon.
Happy to be back again this year. My husband and I sort of feel proud of this folk festival because we were happy enough to be at the very first one, and we've only missed once. Is that all right now, Honor? My first song is I Wish I Was a Red Rosy Bush, and I'm going to sing it with this old Irish harp. It's the oldest and smallest Irish harp. It's called a knee harp because it sits on your knee. I wish I was a red rosy bush by the banks of a lonesome sea. I lived in a lonesome old holler where the sun don't never shine. For if your heart belongs to another, then it can't never be mine. I wish I had a little golden box to keep my true love in. I'd take her out and kiss her twice, then I'd put her back again. I wish I was a red rosy bush by the bank me.